My name is John Robert Lloyd, and I'm a lifelong welfare rights campaigner, and I am still a lifelong welfare rights campaigner. I also do it for a living. Historically, representation for welfare benefit claimants has been bad. Now it's catastrophic, and with legal aid reforms and with welfare reforms, it's non-existent. So what I'm doing at the moment is making sure that vulnerable people, and even not so vulnerable people, because welfare rights is complex law, making sure people will have representation. I provide training and support to third sector, private and public bodies to make sure their workers, volunteers or paid professionals have a capacity to represent people from an initial complaint all the way to appeal, and to provide legal support, even if they've got no legal training, at county courts, magistrates courts and high courts, and where no other remedy exists, to identify where you can seek a judicial review, where you can seek ombudsman complaints as a remedy. So that's what I do. And also I support individuals who are trying to prepare appeals, complaints and challenges on an individual basis, and if they find something too complex, I assist them. I've assisted people to go from drafting a submission all the way to appeal, and usually they don't need to go to appeal because the submission is sufficiently powerful to overturn the DWP or local authority decision. And this is important for social landlords and private landlords, and some of them have dedicated workers to this because of housing benefit cuts and how to maximise the income of their tenants so they don't get thrown out and the landlords don't lose their money. Anyway, what kind of groups have I delivered to? Private solicitors' practices. Some like their trainee solicitors to get some legal casework experience before practicing, so they provide pro bono support. I provide to social landlords. I've provided to social landlords, third sector bodies, local mines, local CABs, and various local ethnicity groups who provide welfare support to their communities, and to local authorities, so various support workers can provide additional support to their clients or tenants. What do my PACs embrace? They embrace welfare reform, welfare benefits overview, and more especially I've got an appeal PAC which will show people how to take things to conclusion, and people have done so successfully, and judicial, and to identify public law issues. I'm also close to completing human rights and welfare reform PAC, how to apply human rights to welfare rights, and I am close to completing EEA and other migrants and their entitlement to welfare rights.